The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The first real change under the Affordable Care Act takes effect October 1st when the new online health exchanges open. And while they're open to everybody, the main goal is to attract young working people who are healthy and have never bought insurance. People like Jordan Zavaleta.
In the past couple of years that I've been living on my own, I've seen the doctor once.
He's what the insurance industry calls a young invincible. So, will he? Or won't he? The answer after this from David Harris of AJC. About 19 million Americans under the age of 34 have no health insurance. People like Jordan Zavaleta of Los Angeles. The White House is hoping that come October 1st, when those new insurance exchanges go online, he'll jump at the chance. So, will he?
I want to be active. I want to do all these things that could potentially get me very hurt. And if that happens, I'd like to be safe and be covered.
That's exactly what the White House wants to hear. Starting next year, anybody who does not buy health insurance will have to pay a penalty of at least $95. The question is whether that's enough of an incentive.
When young people have that option, they get it. They'll get insured. We just have to do the work.
CBS's Ben Tracy talked with Tamika Butler, California director of Young Invincibles, which is trying to recruit young adults into the new health care plan.
Why is there so much focus on getting young people into this new system?
It's going to bring down the cost for everybody because we're relatively healthy. In order to make this law successful, we really need everyone to get insured.
Of course, whether this plan succeeds depends on what a qualifying insurance policy costs these young people. In Jordan Zavaleta's case, it turns out to be a little less than $200 a month.
I just paid off my student loans, and that was $200 a month. So
there's your health insurance money.
So there, now that will be health insurance.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.